Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Darshawn McAway. We have a special guest today. We have Cheryl LeGrand, and she's here to talk to us about her latest book. But before we get into her latest book, let me give you guys a little bit of a rundown on Cheryl LeGrand. She's been on Wild Podcast for quite a few times and quite a few years. One of the books that we got a chance to talk about was Married to Single, Doubts and Fears. We got a chance to talk about her book, Behind Closed Doors. Then she came out with Behind Closed Doors, The Journal. And then she came out with another book, By His Stripes, I Am Healed, and Grows in Darkness. But today, we're going to present to you her latest book, Life Behind Cancer, Don't Let Your Mouth Destroy Your Process. Cheryl LeGrand, how are you doing?
I am doing great this morning. It's truly an honor to be up here with you once again this morning.
So let's talk about this. Basically, I would say this, behind closed doors between you and I, we've been talking about your journey. Fill me in on what's been going on with you in these past 2 years.
Well, in the past 2 years, first of all, everybody, good morning. This is not the book that I planned to write at first, because at the time, I was not diagnosed with cancer. So the book that I had on my mind was Being Single, Raising three kids that all graduated from college and one from grad school. But what happened was I went to the doctor, and I tell anybody I had no symptoms. There was nothing wrong. I was going to the gym. I was walking. I was already dealing with lupus. So I knew what that was about. So as I had my mammogram, they sent me a letter saying I had to come back. And I was like, oh, maybe they seen some deodorant wrong or anything. Next thing I know, they kept calling me in. I remember because I was doing a virtual play, the virtual monitor, and my part was about if the doctor tell you something that you got bad, it was about liver. I mean, I had that down pat, but God was already preparing me for what was going to be said. And I had to tell the doctor, I'm courageous, I will live and I die. So when they called me in the room privately, for some reason, the spirit was almost like, if I'm in this play. So they called me in there and they said, Mr. Graham, we got something to tell you, and you have breast cancer. All the faith, all the things I believe in, I'm going to be honest, went out the window right then. The only thing I did at that time was cry. I'm going to be honest. I was like, why me? Why is this happening? But then I had called a family member, and she said, calm down. Call me when you get home. I'm going to say this to anyone. Having a support group, number one, believing in God and having faith, with all of that, for 1 minute, I had doubted just a little bit. After I went home and I calmed down, got myself together, I got on my knees and prayed and said, okay, God, I know that this is supposed to be a lesson or a testimony. Whatever it is, I'm believing that you have me. What I had going on, the doctor told me, he never seen anyone with lupus and cancer at the same time. He said, you have an option. You'll have surgery, you'll have treatment, or you could take the pills. My family member, my aunt, said, we go on full force because I had the cancer that was spread over your body rapidly. It was caused by her too. Now, remember now, at this time, I had two in college, and I had a 16-year-old here. And that was very hard, because he had to watch his mother go through from lupus to cancer to both. I was getting 8 treatments every 21 days in the bed. Some days I could not eat. I went from losing a lot of weight to gaining a lot of weight that put inflammation on my heart. So now I'm going with lupus, breast cancer, and inflammation on my heart. By then I had surgery, procedure, and I had to get radiation every day for a month and a half. So I had all of this going on. But the blessing was I had people around me who did not treat me different. I hid it from my young adults for a couple of months because I wanted the oldest two to be here with the youngest when I sit down with them and tell them. So I told them when they came home around Thanksgiving on the break. That was another difficult task. But through this journey with 8 treatments at one time, being in there 2 to 3 hours where they had me hooked up to the machine, getting my heart checked constantly, staying in and out the doctor, it taught me something, to be grateful, to be humble, and don't take nothing for granted. And I was telling my younger daughters, I said, in life, things are going to happen, but it's how we handle it while we are going through the process. That is something that we need to teach ourselves and teach our next generation, because they think things come easy. And we need to teach them in life. I didn't say that I didn't cry. I didn't say that I don't have doubts sometimes. But the overall is having faith, believing in God, and changing your mindset and being careful what we say. We kill our own lives by what comes out of our mouth. I kept saying every day, I'm going to beat this. I know God didn't bring me this far. And I said, God, I just want to see all my children graduate. I said, Lord, I'm needing you to help and guide me. And he did. But I was still writing. The longest book it took me, because every time I felt just a little better, I said, you know what, I'm going to write. And I wrote every time that I had to go to the doctor, every time I had to go to the heart doctor, and I started writing in my journal the times and the dates. And as I did it, it got better. I didn't say it got easier. It got better and better. And my youngest one went through a lot because he was 16. He was trying to deal with it. He was trying to look at it. He got emotional. And then I started praying for him. I took myself out of it and said, Lord, protect my youngest son while I'm going through. It was no longer about me. You know, I said, protect my other two while they're in college. I took the focus off of me. I started praying for my caregiver, which was my aunt, Debbie Foreman. I said, protect her. I can't imagine what she's going through looking at me. So the life behind cancer, don't let your mouth destroy your process. It connects with behind closed doors, because a lot of times we come out and pretend, but we dying in the inside behind closed doors. So I hope this book encouraged someone, regardless of what's going on in your life. And I said, trust the process. How many times do we trust the process? Not when things are going good. Because I'm going to be honest with you. If somebody would have told me about cancer years ago, because I don't drink, I don't smoke, I return my tithes, or we think all of that because we go to church. But look what they did to Jesus. So during that time, I was on a prayer line with Miss Angela Thompson. And she had a prayer line for 122 days, from 5 in the morning to 6. When I wasn't in the doctor and getting treatments, I was determined to get up there every morning and pray. Then on my prayer line for my ministry was 6 to 7. And when I was not in the doctor, I was determined, because prayer changes things. I was sick. I was in the bed. I was in and out of bathroom. I had to go to treatment. But I was saying nothing is going to stop me from praying. And that is my journey. And so I would tell anybody, we all in life have different journeys that we have to face. But it depends on how we perceive it, our mindset, and how we take it in. Is it easy? No. Was it hard? Yes. Did I have to cry? Yes. I remember my caregiver said, it's just a process. It's just a process. It's just a process. And even now, my heart is at 45% that I don't speak in the pumping area, and I still have lupus flare-ups. But doing all of that, I have a daughter who has graduated from college, have a full scholarship on Houston, Texas. I have my youngest one who went through that's getting ready to go to college, and I have my middle son, who's also going to be a junior. And through that, I have written my book. That is the journey of praying and believing in God and having faith, and change your conversation. Change it. no matter what's going on, still pray and bless somebody else in the middle of what you're going through and take your eyes off of you. And when you do that, trust and believe God has you. And this is why I'm here today, because as far as you, you have been blessing me over the years. You know my journey. And let me tell you something, through that journey, I have grown. Through everything that I have went through, it has made me stronger. It has took me to another level. I think this is one of my best books because, number one, it was at a most crucial time of my life. Regardless of what I've been through in life, the divorce, losing everything, different books, to me, going through cancer, lupus, and heart failure was a task of nothing but faith, believing, and the process of my mouth and my mindset. And the people around me, I'm grateful, never treated me different. No matter how I looked, with the inflammation, I had got so big, I couldn't even walk from my bedroom to the living room. Then it was times I lost so much weight that, you know, everybody started bringing me booze and different stuff because I couldn't eat or drink. It's almost like you have COVID. It's like a roller coaster. But 2 weeks you can eat, then as soon as you can eat again, you got to get the treatments in your body. You know, it's a lot. So my journey is watch what you say. Don't let your mouth destroy your process. Keep having faith, keep pushing, and surround yourself around motivational, inspiration. Nobody, you don't need that because it's going to kill you in the inside. When I went and got hooked up to the machines, and I've been in there sometimes 8 hours, I started laughing to myself and bringing a journal and reading and thinking about the prayer line that was said to me before I got there. I started thinking about some of the things at my church that the lady said. I started thinking about something that a friend and a family member, because that's the only thing, because when you get in there, you see people small as you, bigger than you, you know, some people don't want to talk. It's depressing. And I had to come in there with a whole different mindset and come out. So I wanted to say, if you have any more questions that you wanted to ask me, I'm just giving you a sum, you know, of what was been going on with me.
Now, you pretty much summed it all up. I think if anyone hasn't bought your books or have been following you on social media, they would not be able to witness what I have witnessed from you, which is the power of your mouth, of speaking positive, posting positive. I noticed that you did get the opportunity and still are having the opportunity to watch your family go through the process of, you know, going through school and, you know, getting good grades and being a great representation of Christ. You know, I noticed that through your Facebook that there were some times where you didn't post. But I knew what was going on behind closed doors, and I was praying for you and your family. So to see you pop out with this latest book, it actually surprised me because I wasn't for sure exactly where your focus was. Like, I knew you were trying to get healthy, of course, but I didn't know that you were still writing. So when you came out with this book, I was actually surprised. When you sent the text message, I was like, well, look at this. You know, she's beating it, you know, and she's just going through that process. And again, the greatest joy that I witnessed from you is you having the opportunity to see your kids graduate and walk across that stage.
Yes. That is truly a blessing. My youngest one, when I was going through, he's 18, and there was times I was like, God, please take care of him. Because, you know, I remember what he told me. He said, everybody telling me to go to college, but nobody asking me how I'm doing. As parents, we need to do that. There's so many suicides and depression and so much. And as I was going through, he was going through too as well. And even my other two that was in college, they was going through, but they was able to handle it in a different way. But like I said, it's a blessing to have my daughter graduate from college, my youngest one that was going to college, and my middle son will be a junior. But even with all of that, I still continue to pray for them. I pray for them that I am a living testimony to anyone that say, you know what? Things are going to come and things are going to happen. And that don't mean that we don't fall and that don't mean we don't cry. But in the process, I pray that they continue to move and they remember when I went through and say, you know what? If my mom can go through it, guess what? I can. And we need to teach them that, because in life, no matter how many degrees we have, no matter how many dreams we have, no matter how close we are connected to God, there's going to be times that we have to get on our knees. But we need to stay up there all the time, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So when things come, we are prepared. And you're right. Nobody knew I was writing this book. I brought it up. But you know what? That was something I had to work out with God. Help and guide me to connect. And you know, it was truly a blessing. I put this book online, and I got truly blessed, highly favored. So many people supported me, and they bought my book, and they're still buying it. That is the connection with God. When you're sincere, you have faith, and you keep moving. So to all my readers, I pray this book is a journey, and I pray you also don't let your mouth destroy your process. And I want this to be a testimony of letting you know that all things are possible through Christ. That don't mean I'm perfect. That don't mean that things don't happen. But what it means, what are you speaking? What is your mind like? And what is your vision? What do you want to do? Don't let no money, don't let your situation, don't let your health stop you. Because we stop ourselves before anybody else do.
That is a message well said. Cheryl, tell everybody where they could find you, all your social media, your websites, or any events that you have coming up.
Well, right now, I am working on a website, but you can find me on Facebook. My name is Cheryl Northern LeGrand. You can find me on Instagram. It's Northern LeGrand. I have to get my author page back together. I still have it, but that is also Cheryl LeGrand. But at any given time, you can reach out to me on Facebook. I'm speaking and claiming in the next couple of months, I will have a website.
Well, good deal. Well, my name is Darshawn McCoy. I'm the host of wildpodcast.me. We're speaking to Cheryl LeGrand about her latest book, Life Behind Cancer, Don't Let Your Mouth Destroy Your Process. Cheryl, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you and to get to know you, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Well, thank you, and it's an honor and always truly a blessing speaking with you. And thank you once again for giving me this opportunity.